Welcome everyone, Bezer Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shin number 16, Mizmor Zayin, Shigoyin LeDavid. As an overview, we're going to first explain the background, as we did last week, more in detail, of Shigoyin LeDavid. Then we're going to discuss the Psukim from Pasuk Gimel to Vav outside, and then see the Psukim in more detail inside, with some insights to follow. We had mentioned Shigoyin LeDavid, a mistake that David HaMelech made, which he admits. Many Mefarshim explain that David HaMelech is referring to the fact that he sang a song about his enemy's downfall, and he included in that song, which is discussed in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, he included Shaul HaMelech as his enemies of their downfall. Hashem was not appreciative of this type of song, and David HaMelech, Shigoyin LeDavid, admits his mistake. He should not have included Shaul in the same sentence of his other enemies. Another expression of this Shigoyin, his mistake, was when David HaMelech cut off the corner of Shaul HaMelech's cloak, and this was also a mistake, even though really David could have killed Shaul. That's how we spoke about in greater detail last week, Shigoyin LeDavid. And that's how the first pasuk reads, Shigoyin LeDavid, Asher Shaul Hashem al divrei Kush ben Yimini. Kush ben Yimini, as we mentioned last week, is referring to Shaul HaMelech. In pasuk Beis, David HaMelech goes on to say how he puts his trust, V'choch Hasisi, in Hashem, and Hashem should save him from all of those who are chasing after him. In Pasuk Gimel, David HaMelech is saying, because if you Hashem will not save me, then the lion, meaning a reference to Shaul HaMelech, who is a king, just like a lion is a king, so to Shaul is the king, will tear him apart because his enemies are encouraging Shaul to chase David. Hashem Elokai, Pasuk Dalet and Hey, are a reference to if David HaMelech made this mistake that his enemies are saying he made, then in Pasuk Vav, he should be chased after and he should be downtrodden and knocked to the ground forever. That's Pasuk Vav. Now let's go back and read this Psukim inside and then afterwards some insights. Penyitroiv Ka'ariye Navshi. Pasuk Gimel. If Hashem will not save him, then he will be destroyed. Ka'ariye Navshi, like a lion destroys. Pyreg vein matziol, he separates the dissembers, different parts of the body of the animal, the lion does, vein matziol, and there's no one to save. David HaMelech is referring to himself. If Hashem will not save him, then no one can save him. Hashem ulekai, im asisi zois, if I did this which is wrong, which will be discussed in Pasuk Hei, im yesh ovel bekapai, is there any iniquity, is there anything wrong in my hands that I did wrong? Now, if you take a look here, first, David HaMelech starts, Hashem is Midas Rachamim. Elokai is Midas Din, Mishpat. David HaMelech changes from Hashem to Elokai, from Rachamim, the Midah, the attribute of Rachamim, mercy, to Elokai, to Mishpat, to judgment. Why is David doing this? David HaMelech is asking Hashem to judge him. Im Asisi Zois, he's referring to himself. Did I do this wrong, which we'll discuss in Pasuk Hei, was referring to? Im Yesh Avil Bekapoi. Ovil, the Rav Hirsch explains, Ovil is a lashon oila, to go up, like Aliyah, to go up. David HaMelech is saying, I had many times, I had the upper hand, I was above Shaul HaMelech, and I could have killed him, bekapoi, with my hands, but I didn't. Im gomalti shomi ro, did I pay back those who I was living with in peace, ro, with evil, even though they were chasing after me. Im gomalti, like Gemilas Chasodim, to repay. Did I pay back those who I was living in peace with? Ra, evil. Who was David living in peace with? He was living in peace with his father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech, who was also the head of the army. And David fought in the army. V'achaltso tzayri reikon. And I spared those who were unprovoked, meaning my enemies. I spared their lives, as David HaMelech, as we said, could have killed Shaul HaMelech. And halachically, Shaul was chasing after him. So David could have technically killed Shaul HaMelech. However, David is saying, Rekom, I didn't leave them without anything. I didn't leave them without their lives. And that's what he says here in the beginning of the pasuk. Once again, pasuk hey, Im gomalti shol meiro va'achal tzotzei reikom. I did not pay back those who were chasing after me by taking away their life. The Radak explains in pasuk vav yiradif oyev navshi. What David Melch is saying is that this that I enumerated in pasuk dalit and hey, that if I am guilty of these previous of these crimes that I was chasing after people who were not my enemies, and I do deserve to be punished, if that is the, in fact the case, yiradif oyev nafshi. If I am guilty, then my enemy should come and pursue my nafshi, my soul, v'yirmois la'aretz chayay, and let my enemy trample my life down to the ground. U'chvoydi la'ofer yashkin sela, and then my honor will be in the ground, trampled on, sela forever. Okay. We saw this psukim a little last week, a little quicker. Now we went through a little slower to understand and to appreciate what David Melch is saying. Let's now go back to Pasuk Gimel for a minute or two. Pen yitrov ka'arye nafshi pyrig ve'in matzil. If Hashem will not save David Melch, David Melch is saying, I will be torn apart. Pen yitrov ka'arye nafshi, my soul will be torn apart. How so? He's specifying how so. Pyrek, just like a lion dismembers its prey, ve'ein matzil, and there's no one to save him. The question is, why so many details? Why doesn't David HaMelech just say, Hashem, if you don't save me, I'm finished? What's all these details? Pen yitreif ka'aryei nafshi. If you, Hashem, don't save me, I'll be torn apart, my soul like a lion. Pyrek, I will be dismembered. Ve'ein matzil, is no one to save me. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita explains from here, David HaMelech is teaching us that when a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just a general type of tefillah. Hashem, I need a shiruch. Hashem, I need panasa. Hashem, I need refuah. I need good health. Hashem, I need this, I need that. Be specific. Elaborate. Clarify. Just like when you talk to lahavdil a person, and you need something from the person, you want to say which type of job you're looking for, how many hours you want to work for, what type of salary you want to get. Be specific. And he learns this out from the Zayah Kodesh. When Yaakov Avinu says, Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad esav ki yori anoichi yoisoi penyovoi v'ikani eim albonim. The Zayah Kodesh is teaching us that Yaakov Avinu is specific here. Hatzileini no, Hashem, save me. From who? Miyad ochi, from my brother. Miyad Esav. Well, we just said his brother. But you know, he has one brother. And we know there are different ways, as Rashi explains, that Yaakov Avinu was afraid that Esav might come from his brother, from Esav. Ki yori anoichi. I'm concerned, I'm afraid from him. Pen yovoi, lest he come. V'hikani eim albonim. And hit me and my children as well. And this, says the Zayah Kodesh, is the lesson that we're being taught here by David HaMelech as well. That when a person davens to Hashem, he has to be specific. And the question can be asked, well, why is that? Why when you daven to Hashem do you have to be so specific? Hashem doesn't know what we need. Hashem doesn't know. Of course Hashem knows. So the general request should be sufficient. To this we turn to Reb Chaim Freelander, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the Mashgiach Panovich Talmud of Rav Dessler. And he asked, why are we so specific in detail in regards to the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Hanoiro, Kel Elyoin, Goimel Chasadim Toivim, V'koine Yakol, all these specific praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we saying all these praises of Hashem? And Rav Chaim Freelander explains that we're about to start the bakashas. We're about to start the requests. We're turning to Hashem. Hashem, I'm going to need seichel. Ata chin lodum das. I'm going to need refuah, panasa. Everything's coming from Hashem. Before we turn to Hashem with our request, we better make sure we have the right address of who we're asking from. And the way to do that is for us to instill in ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel. Hashem is the one, the power, and the only one that can answer all of our tefillos. And that's why we're so specific in the Shevach and the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why Mi'ikir Hadin, from the letter of the law, if a person didn't have Kavanah in the first three brachos, he would technically have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Start over from the beginning. However, nowadays we say, if we do it a second time, who's to say we're going to have Kavanah the second time? But we see the severity of this, because if we don't instill in ourselves that we are talking to the Kol Yochel, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who can answer our tefillos, then how are we going to ask, if we don't have this in mind, and really understand this and appreciate this, then how are we going to come to the Bakashas? How are we going to dive into Hashem? For Rifeinu Hashem v'nirafe. Hashem, you should heal me, not the doctors. But you, Hashem, Rifeinu Hashem, when the refuah comes from Hashem, it's a fei. Rifeinu, not a pei, not a harder type of refuah with the needles and the pain and this and that. We're diving to Hashem, Rifeinu. If we have to first instill in ourselves that you are the Kol Yochel. And that's why we have over here, Dar HaMelech is teaching us. Pasuk Beis, Hashem Lekai. B'choch Asisi, I put my trust in you and only you, Hoshieni Mikol Roidfai, V'atzileni. Save me from all those who are pursuing after me, and then I will be saved, a true saving. Because if not, Penitroif Ka'ariye Nafshi, Pyrek Ve'e Matzil. These details are coming to tell us of how we should approach a tefillah. But if not, if we are not saved, then Yeradoif Oyev Nafshi, then my enemy will chase after my nefesh. V'yaseg V'yirmois La'oretz Chayoi, and he will reach me and trample me to the ground of Chavayli La'ofer Yashkin Selah, and my covet will be gone forever. We have now here an Eitzah, piece of advice of how to deal with people who are chasing after us. And Rav Gamliel, he tells us to turn to the Midah of Anava. Turn to humility. Let's backtrack for a second. Why is it that people are jealous of others? People are jealous of others many times because they say, well, he has something that I want. He has something that I have, that I don't have, rather. But a person who acts with humility is attractive. When you're around people who are humble, you feel humble also. You want to be around people who are humble, as opposed to arrogance, gaiva, it stinks. People who are arrogant and haughty, you can't be in their presence. It's horrific just to be around them. Yiradif Oyev Navshi, Rav Gamliel explains, if there are people who are chasing after you, work on the midah of humility, of anava. When a person sees you're a humble person, you're not showing off, you're not bragging, you're not arrogant, then they're going to want to be next to you and close to you. Because humility is attractive. And that's what we just had in this passage's parasha, parasha's Truma. The humility is tznius, is modesty. Let's take a step back and look at the Aron Kodesh. Look at the Mishkan. Look at the Mishkan from a bird's eye view. You can't see anything. You can't see the Aron Kodesh. You can't see the Menorah. You can't see any of the beautiful Kelim. Hashem covers it all up. The tznius, the modesty, the humility, Hashem is covering it all up. It's inside. That's the beauty of it all. And that's what we have to focus on. Not to show off what we have, but rather to keep it modest, keep it humble, and then our enemies will not be our enemies. We now turn to Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin says, Kuma Hashem ba'pecha, Kuma Hashem ba'pecha. Since David HaMelech is saying, you judged me, Hashem, you judged me, and I came out from this judgment, Hashem Elokai, you judge me innocent. Kuma Hashem Bapecho. Kuma, to rise up. Hashem, once again, midas harachamim, Bapecho, from your anger. He nosei, lift yourself and don't listen to the tefillahs, the prayers of the Rishoyim. Go back up to Shemayim, if you will. He nosei, lift yourself up, Hashem, and don't listen to the tefillahs of the Rishoyim. But rather, ba'avrois, seiroi, but rather in your fury, in your anger. So the Malo explains, what's the difference between af and evra? Both, in English, it translates anger. Af explains the Malbim is an anger, but it's limited anger. It's a controlled anger. There's a precise measure of this anger. Evra, explains the Malbim, is an anger which is not controlled. It's pouring out. Like sometimes you have a child, a toddler who always wants to pour by themselves. And they, I could do it. And they pour, but they don't know how to stop. They start pouring, but they can't stop. So David HaMelech is saying, that Hashem should turn that wrath, that fury, onto his enemies. Rashi explains, this refers to Yishbi, who was the brother of Goliath and the Plishtim. The Radak says that that David HaMelech had actually Shaul in mind. V'ura Eli Mishpat Tzivisa. V'ura is like we say in Lechadoidi, Uri, to arouse. Ura Eli, arouse the strength inside of me. David HaMelech is turning to Hashem for support. Give me the strength I need to overcome those who are chasing after me. Mishpat Tzivisa. And David HaMelech is asking Hashem to act measure for measure, going back to Perig Beis, Pasuk Tes, where David HaMelech says over there, Terayim B'Shevet Barzel. David HaMelech said over there, in Kapitol Beis, Pasuk Tes, Terayim B'Shevet Barzel, smash the enemies with the Shevet Barzel, which means an iron rod, which is a sword, explains Rashi. And that's what David HaMelech is asking over here. V'ura Eli, Hashem, giving me the strength to overcome my enemies. Mishpat Tzivisa. And then you, Hashem, please give them the mishpat they deserve. Mida kineged mida. Before we conclude, just to review a few main points. We discussed the importance of being specific when we dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We discussed the importance of anava, of tznius, which attracts people, as opposed to gaiva, which creates enemies and pushes people away from us. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll focus a little on dana kaschus, judging favorably, as well as the importance of diving to Hashem to destroy the evil, but not the evildoers. Have a wonderful week. Wishing everyone refuas and yeshuas. Brach v'atzlacha. If you'd like to reach out to me, let me know from where you're listening to the shiurim from. And your feedback is always encouraged and appreciated. Thank you very much for listening and wishing you all the best.